You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Did you know that until last year, playing a pinball machine was considered a criminal activity in Oakland? The 80-year-old ban was created back when pinball machines didn't have flippers and were used for gambling. In June, the city officially decriminalized the machines. Still, pinballing is technically illegal in the city of Alameda and other cities around the country. That hasn't stopped a large pinball culture from forming in the Bay Area. There are tournaments, six leagues, a pinball museum, and a few local world champs.
There's a really healthy pinball scene in the Bay Area.
Eka Snyder had been playing pinball for years. Then she decided to add to this growing culture by starting a women's-only pinball league in Oakland called Bells and Chimes. KALW's Angela Johnston brings us this profile of the world's first women's pinball league.
Ellen Frankel slips the last of her quarters into the Medieval Madness pinball machine and wipes the sweat off her forehead. It's her second game of the night, and she's trying to get a new high score. And although she is shy to admit it, Frankel is a real pinball wizard.
I kind of do have a pinball claim to fame, yes. I was female world champion in 1994, and so I was top 10 in the world at one point.
She's the only woman who has ever won a national pinball championship. And tonight, she's joined by a dozen other women at the High Life Bar in Oakland. They're all members of Bells and Chimes, a women's only pinball league.
Everybody knows that they have this one thing in common, and it's just kind of like a starting point to forge actually new friendships and also have a little bit of fun at the same time.
All right, so let's play pinball.
The league started when Eka Snyder, who's a nationally ranked pinball player herself, noticed that she was just about the only woman to show up at tournaments.
I thought it would be a nice way to encourage more women to get into pinball if I had a women-only league.
So she founded Bells and Chimes. Snyder tells me that pinball's gender issues run deeper than the images of bikini-clad women plastered over many of the machines.
Boobs, boobs, boobs. There's just boobs all over pinball machines, all of them.
Or the sexist notion of rescuing damsels in distress.
No, I have a headache.
It's about access. The top 25 players in the world, according to the International Flipper Pinball Association, are all men. At a national competition last fall that attracted 400 players, Snyder said fewer than 40 women competed. Two of them were members of Bells and Chimes. And for female pinball players in the Bay Area, the male-dominated pastime isn't always the most welcoming.
It can be pretty intimidating to walk into a room full of like 60 dudes and you're the only girl and you don't know anybody.
Not to mention the assumptions that exist before you even walk in the room.
That women don't know what they're doing. Like, I am not like the greatest pinball player in the world, but I'm quite good at pinball. And when I'm playing on location, I am constantly having men approach me and like try to tell me really basic things about how to play pinball. But there's just always this assumption that you don't know what you're doing.
So at Bells and Chimes, Snyder tries to create an environment that stresses fun over top scores.
I am Sally, and I want Goldwing soundtrack to be like the soundtrack of my life.
And when someone does well, everyone celebrates.
It's good just to, I think, have more women playing and being visible about playing.
The league's success has even led to the opening of a second chapter in New York City.
There's definitely, in the past year or two, I've seen so many more women at tournaments and competitive events. So women in pinball are becoming a lot more visible than they have been in the past.
Back at the Medieval Madness game, Ellen Frankel has already racked up millions of points. She's knocked down castles, rescued princesses, and fought off a pack of trolls. That cracking sound means Frankel had a solid game. She scored enough points to get a replay or a free game. In fact, she got way more than she needed. Her final score is 62 million.
Well, it's a new game in here, so it's, yeah, for now. For now, yes, it's the second, but it won't last long, I promise.
For Frankel, the score is just another number. What's more important is the feeling she gets from playing.
Each pinball game is different. It's not just each machine being different. Every game that you play is different. It's controlled carom in a way. It's lovely.
And she says to be playing with a group of women that all feel the same way, it's even better than winning. In Oakland, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.